It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. You know, it's May, feeling good, starting to warm up. We approaching the on-ramp to summer. What's good with you?
Man, I'm on this on-ramp, player.
It's hot.
But you know what I'm saying? One thing I was grateful for, man, the dew in the ride is pumping cold, ice cold. I know that sounds like a regular, you know, occurrence for people who, you know what I'm saying, in modern mobiles. But for a nigga who be rolling in a vintage, nigga, that shit feels like a luxury.
Nah, that's good shit. That's a good thing. Still holding up. Yeah.
So that, you know, in Miami they used to be like, yeah, my dude piping, boy. That's when you got the cold AC in your old school. And then, you know, you pull out next to a nigga and, you know, the fog be on the window, the condensation. Nigga, that's the dew. Mm. Nigga, that mean your AC is cold, nigga.
It's frosty in there, huh?
I was riding home yesterday. And I damn near had to turn on the defroster. I'm like, nigga, what do is piping, baby.
Dude is piping. That's what it is. That's dope. My whip, and this is the second one of this model that's done it, so I'm not sure if it's about the car, but or if it's just about what happens, the neighborhood. I don't know, but my damn exhaust be funky. I don't like that at all. It's cramping my style.
In the car?
Yeah, it's like I can't all the way track it to what it is. It's like sometimes if I turn the AC on for about 10 minutes, it'll be blowing some funky air. It's like feet. Open ass, like it's disgusting. It's whack. You gotta apologize for it. I hate that shit. I'm gonna have to go get another air filter situation. But I don't know. I hope that takes care of the situation. It's the worst. It's the worst. Talking about, you know, you talking about vents and all of that shit. That's the worst. I gotta go. Look into that. Go get that changed out, cause that's a problem. That's a super problem.
Yeah, that shit sound like filters, but you know.
What they say. They say it's probably some mold in the filter. I don't know where that comes from, and this has happened before. You know what I'm saying? It's never happened with any other type of car, but these particular, it just happened. So I'm gonna see. I got a question. This is something totally different, and this is something, if we talking real intricate car shit, not even intricate, but we talking vents and all of that. Do you know, when it's raining outside, right? It was raining crazy, and your front and your back window starts fogging up, and then what you got to typically, you got to put on the... what is it, the shit? I guess the defrost or whatever, just to kind of, so you could see. But when you put the defrost on, your AC comes on. Is there any way to do that shit without the AC coming on? Because there be times when it be raining in the wintertime, I got to have the AC blowing, and that shit is not comfortable.
Your defroster should be warm air.
Nah. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. And this is something I've been doing for years and years. And I'm like, yo, has nobody ever fixed this before? Why is it? You know, so maybe I'm doing something wrong. But like my defrost, when I press defrost on, it automatically turns my AC on. That's been on a bunch of cars. It automatically turns the AC on and it's just cold as shit.
The air blower or the actual AC?
No, it'll turn on, most recently, it'll turn on the AC.
That's interesting.
I mean, I gotta look into that.
You hit your defrost, the wind blows on full tilt. That's for sure. But it should be relegated by, you know, the temperature. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of times that defrost be warm air to get the condensation off. But I ain't no HVAC motherfucker, so
right.
Can't really help you in that regard.
So good. That I figured that was gonna be a deep dive, but it is what it is. So yeah, man. But so you good? Your dude is piping. You're chilling out here. How was Mother's Day? Was this Muhammad holiday or is that coming up?
Nah, Muhammad holiday was last week. Was it the day we recorded? No, the day after we recorded last week was Muhammad holiday. Yeah, man, that was great, man. You know what I'm saying? Only one of the May 10th Muhammads was in the city. So we ended up, doing some dinner. You know what I'm saying? Did some dinner at this spot called Rock Steady. And
that's cool.
You know, he picked the spot. And mm-hmm. he was like, can we go to Rock Steady? So, we went there. That was cool. He was on his music industry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Young music industry ass nigga shit. You know what I'm talking about?
You mean on the phone and all of that?
Nah. He had the dinner and then, skipped off to a little performance of artist showcase type of deal over at Drama Studio.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Shout out to Main Streets.
Yeah.
I got to shake out of here. Y'all stay cool, though.
Yeah. He was on the schedule. He was like, so one of the artists that he's on the team for at the label was performing at Main Street. So that was cool. that was a funny part, like what you were saying, I gotta break out type of deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was funny because he's just now getting into go to the restaurant, he don't really understand, the whole reservation play and dealing with niggas in the group and then group that ain't all coming together and all that type shit. So he was a little frustrated with everybody not getting there at the set time for the reservation. You know what I'm saying? So I told him to go ahead over there because I was doing some shit for the Strength of a Woman Fest. And I was like, just go over there and check in for the reservation. So, what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got there, and he was just stressed that nobody was there yet and we was going to lose our table. And he was like, listen, man, just chill out. Just check in, So now I'm thinking if you're going to be in this whole kind of business, you're going to have to know how to deal with a reservation,
Right. Late artists.
Yeah, late artists and all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be the one hold it down. When people coming, you're going to have to be the one that, hold a little folded up $100 bill just in case. You really need to make some shit happen. So, you had to know that all things are possible. You just got to know how to make them happen. So, that part.
That's cool. That's gotta be cool though, as a pops, to see that. One of your young, just turning into transforming into, blossoming in their career, thriving, at the beginning of it all. Mm-hmm. And getting their feet under them, That's kind of fly. That's real fly. Ah shit, that's cool. I was chilling today before we taped. I was kicking it on the benches. The benches was pretty packed. Not packed. Benches. Packed for benches because everybody want their own bench.
I don't know if everybody know what the benches are.
Oh, we talked about the benches. I feel like bench coaches, I want to say that is broader than we think. But
bench coaches is New York for sure. Eh? There ain't no bench coach in Miami.
Okay. Well, around the parks and, just on the blocks and everything, there's always a little, some benches, some shit where you just kick it and you chill and you just see what's going on in the world. You get some air, you relax, you outside without really doing a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You just out in the world getting some sun on you or getting a little bit of air. So that's what I was doing. I was there. I was kicking it. Now, these particular benches are in like a little park area. So there's always like a bunch of little kids playing soccer, right? Mm-hmm. And I get, you know, over the last, I'm right before the generation, I believe, before like soccer truly impacted, you know, like I seen it in my peripheral. It was really not for me. You know what I mean? I wasn't really into soccer. I didn't connect with it. Now I see a lot of people not only playing soccer. You know, soccer might have been something you did in gym or something that's kind of fun. You kicked the ball or whatever. But that was about as far as I went with it. Now there's so much culture. Soccer's outpaced so many different sports. You got people are fans of clubs. It's all of that shit. That type of shit. That's one of those cultures that's so foreign to me. It's like anime. It's another culture that's like, I feel like I was a step past that before it really gripped. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anyway, kids is out here playing soccer and shit. And it's killing the bench vibe a little bit because you kind of got to be on defense a little bit. You can't truly chill. Because these is like younger kids and their kicks aren't as accurate as they could be. And the goalkeeper isn't as on point. So every so often, a fucking soccer ball might come in your direction. And you obviously don't want to take a blind soccer ball to the head because that would be nasty. So, you know, you can't truly relax. And it awakens, you know what I mean? It awakens the grump in me. You know, like I don't like when the grump is awakened, but I just feel it's like when you're on the train and motherfuckers come on with the showtime and you've been sitting and you just kind of in your mind like, dog, I just really wanted to chill. Right. Here you go flipping and y'all niggas feet is getting a little too close. You know what I mean? I'm not feeling this, but I'm not gonna surrender my seat. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to flinch, you know what I mean? I don't really want to wild out because I'm outnumbered and you motherfuckers got enormous core strength, so it might not be the best fight. So anyway, I'm chilling. But I realize what's so funny, you know, I'm still not as bad a grump as this other cat that's next to me. This other cat, the ball came right past him and he just was chilling. He ain't kicked the shit back. He ain't do nothing. He, you know, he just was like, yo, y'all niggas gotta come get your ball. Fuck out of here. You know. But what was so funny was these little kids started beefing, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they probably like anywhere from like 8 to 13 or something like that. Maybe that might be a little wild. 8 to 11 or some shit like that. It's younger kids. And but it's like at the beginning of this, one kid was wilding. And you could tell he just started cursing. Like he cursed like a sailor. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you first, I don't know if you remember, when you first started cursing, it's like when you first start drinking, like you just OD a little bit. It's just ridiculous. He kept like, he had a little beef with one cat and they like kind of fighting, but not really all the way committed. But he was like, fuck with me. Like he just kept saying that shit, fuck with me. And the kid was like, all right, man, you wildin'. Then a little later on, he was like, he was all in it. He was like, he said, yeah, man, shut the fuck up, right? And then one of the kids was like, all right, man, you shut the hell up. He said, no, I didn't say shut the hell up. I said shut the fuck up. I was like, all right. You know, someone was going for it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was cursing with his whole body. Shut the fuck up. So then he wound up getting into a little fight. I think the kid had anger issues, to be totally honest with you. He wound up getting into a fight with like a kid that was a little shorter than him. I thought the little shorter kid was in danger, but that little shorter kid was nice with his hands. Bing, 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 smacked him up, kind of nasty, and then ran from him because I guess he didn't want to smoke. And he was fast as shit. The dude that got smacked that was chasing, he could not catch this motherfucker. He's like, he was breaking on him. So that shit was fun to watch. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit of, you know, park bench shenanigans and shit like that.
I said, shut the fuck up.
He said, I didn't say shut the hell up. I said, shut the fuck up. I was like, all right, dog.
That nigga been practicing that shit.
He was feeling it. He was feeling it. He just discovered fucking these words and shit. Definitely fuck. That's his new one.
Yeah. I remember when we first started cursing. I had a cassette tape for a long time. I don't know, obviously don't know where it's at now. the cassette tape for a long time when we first started cussing. We was cussing and taping it, trying to see how we sound. Trying to sound like Richard Pryor and all that shit.
That's
a little
crazy.
High, a little high ass voices and shit.
Yeah, this shit is wild.
Fucking motherfucking shit.
That's what it sounds like. No bass. Just all expletives.
Man.
And a lot of treble.
It's that video of, you know, what turned out to be, I think people say that was Young Thug daughter. Little girl with the caps on the teeth. And she just
I told you niggas.
Nah,
is that what
she okay. She's sitting there with her mama. She's like, I'm motherfucking tired. She said, what you mean? I'm motherfucking tired. So you said what? I'm motherfucking tired. I'm like, damn. Yeah. She cussed like a experienced vet, nigga. She cussed like an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah. Nah, she was. I remember when I first started cursing. I used to try to. I was subterfuge or whatever. I would do this thing where I would tell my moms. I'd be telling my moms these little fake ass stories and shit. What happened at school today or whatever, wherever in the streets. I was outside, and then I said, "What happened? Yeah, you know, they was arguing." And then, you know, they said some things. Said, what they say? Said, I don't know if I could say it because it was, you know, it was curses. Well, what they say? I think she was fucking with me just to see what it was like. They'd be like, they said, motherfucker. And then she said, that's what they say. Yeah, they said, motherfucker. Really? Yeah, they said, they was like, shit. And then they was upset some more, and then, you know, what else they said. And, you know, that was the, I remember that shit. That's how I would get my shit off. That's how I would get my few curses off. Just get them shits off. Little like, all right, go ahead, tell me what it was. Because all I'm doing is I'm just giving you the quotes. You know what I'm saying? I'm quoting the story. Look, this ain't what I would have said. This is just what I heard. So I don't want to misquote nobody. These people said, they said, motherfucker.
I didn't say shut the hell up. I said shut the fuck up.
I said shut the fuck up. Yeah, he was wilding. Oh man.
Don't misquote me now.
Not at all. Get this shit for the record. Yeah. That shit was crazy. Oh man. I said otherwise. I'm chilling so far today. Yeah, man. Just working. I get some shit cracking, you know. I had a tuna fish and avocado sandwich. I did that for the first time. I'm not even an avocado nigga. I had some avocado, used that instead of mayonnaise. It wasn't bad. You ever did that before?
Right. Yeah, man, shit. Avocado is good, man. It should be my afternoon snack.
Yeah, I'm late to the game on avocado. I don't think I liked it a while ago. The texture was a little weird for me.
Yeah.
Later on in life, I'm fucking with it. It seems like it might be one of them superfoods. So
yeah. I mean,
trying to keep it on deck.
Shit, you know, in Miami, we had an avocado tree in our backyard.
Okay.
You know, so it was like the Florida avocados, not the little Haas joints. You know what I'm saying? Everybody use the little Haas joints now. But
what's the difference?
Florida avocados are bigger. Like they the big joints, big avocados.
Okay.
The trendy ones is like the little ones with the rough skin on it.
Got you. I've seen the Florida joint. They softer and they like damn near like almost like a baseball.
Yeah, or even big, a softball. Like a, yeah, like probably like a grapefruit that's shaped like a pear.
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
You know what I'm saying? But you come home after school. You know what I'm saying? You go in that refrigerator. It should be echoing. You're like, damn. Mm-hmm. Look on the tree. Oh shit! It's a couple of them up there. And then, you know, usually you done took all the ones from the bottom, so you got to try to throw some rocks to break the stem. Shit, that shit fall on out the tree, cut it up, go make you a nice little avocado salad. Salt and pepper, cut that thing, you know what I'm saying? Good old days when, you know what I'm saying, produce was outside.
Right, where you could trust the outside produce. Eat from a tree.
Yeah, you eat from a tree. You don't trust food from a tree no more.
I didn't grow up eating fruit from a tree, so I don't all the way trust it. You know what I mean? I don't all the way trust. I'm not acclimated to that. I did one time way back in the days. I remember going, upstate, and there was these little, I don't know if they were not honeysuckles or whatever, but like little honeysuckle plants. And if you pull the the little thing out the middle of the shit, shit would be mad sweet. I remember eating that. But other than that, I ain't really.
We had those in our yard, too.
Yeah. That blew my mind. I was like, oh, this shit crazy.
That was like a little, that was like a little snack, like a little sweet snack. Walk around with the shit hanging out your mouth like a toothpick.
Yeah, I could see that. I got a question for you. I know you Miami all day. And Miami, this seems to be a distinction amongst Floridians when it comes to Miami.
Right.
What you thinking about what has been going on most recently and for the last probably year, 2 years with your man Ron DeSantis and all of this wild shit going on in Florida? You know, most recently, all of the shit about the migrants and, you know, and you know, diversity being funded or encouraged in the schools and you can't teach this type of shit. How you feeling about the Florida that you grew up in? Do you feel like...
I ain't grew up in Florida.
It is... See, there you go. Right, right. True indeed. I get that. I get that. But do you feel with the surrounding area of the state that hosts Miami, do you feel like it's something foreign to you now, culturally, politically, or has this always been the case?
Well, I mean, what they're doing now is something a little different than any other time. You know, in our generation, you know, I think a lot of this shit. I mean, I think politics are performative anyway, but it affects our lives. But in the grand scheme of things, we all pawns to the motherfucking nation that we are owned by, or you know what I'm saying, at least where our social security number go to. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, Ron DeSantis, you know, is trying to keep the base of voters, that new base of voters, active and alive. You know what I mean? So, say if we take, I mean, I know I'm going around in a circle here, but if you take black people, right? You know what I'm saying? Black people have got to the point where they're kind of disenfranchised and not really into the political system like that. We ain't trust it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really felt like if we voted, it was going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? We don't vote for niggas. They still ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? And then came Obama, right? Obama came and really activated a real strong black base of voters, you know? And then when Biden came, he tried to tap into that. You know what I mean? Tap into the real Obama base that... A lot of people that, you know, probably wasn't engaged with politics became engaged at that point. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of people that went to the inauguration that never even thought to go to a fucking presidential inauguration. You know what I'm saying? It was just active. So around the same time as Obama, remember the Tea Party back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Tea Party was activating a very lower class white base, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
mm-hmm.
real. It didn't get real strong at that point, but they were starting to get activated. You know what I'm saying? These probably white people who didn't vote at all either. Like, shit, what the fuck we voting for? Mm-hmm. And then Trump came along as a one man Tea Party and reactivated that bitch super strong. So, what Ron DeSantis is doing is really just following suit on a very new and engaged, let's say zealot base of voters, you know, and you know, why wouldn't he don't give a fuck about us. You know what I'm saying? I think even when Jeb Bush and Scott and all the motherfuckers, they didn't give a, they already knew, they already was dismissive of the black vote because it wasn't the one that they wanted. They wanted that Hispanic vote, or you know what I mean? So they wanted that vote, and a lot of that particular group, they fall in line with those Republican values, and therefore you got a guy that's, you know, he's doing he's doing very provocative moves to activate mm-hmm. his base. You know, I mean, shit. I don't like it. I don't agree. But shit, that's what he doing it for his gang. You know what I mean? He doing it for what he trying to do. And shit, if we want better, we got to do better. We got to put our own gang up. But I don't know what we, I don't know who we got to put up in Florida. But the one viable motherfucker they did have, they got him caught up in a, you know what I'm saying, gay prostitution drug scandal.
You know what I'm saying? Gilliam. Yeah.
And he beat the case.
Yeah, I see he got off just recently. Yeah, yeah, I saw something about
his
that.
His name is Mud.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's politics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Politics.
Part of what I'm, I guess part of my question too is when I was saying, is it similar to back in the day? And I'm not sure if I'm just being, if I'm just, you know, just it's the effectiveness of the news cycle and the narrative going on, but it feels as though there's a lot of bills being passed that are turning shit around. Whereas I don't know if that's always been something going on, but it just feels way more aggressive now. Like, and shit is flying through. Like, you know, like there's a lot of different things that are going on. And it's not just Florida, there's other states, but particularly Florida. It's just like, every few days, there's some new shit going on now. That you can't do this in Florida, no boy. They shut that down, and this is going on, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, and I kind of also get the fact that he's definitely trying to tap into that Trump energy and even challenge mm-hmm. that Trump energy. So mm-hmm. he's got to even be probably even more extreme. But what's surprising to me is how much of this shit seems to be kind of passing through, you know? Do you feel like that's just the power of media and they just shining a light on Florida because kind of just to create some type of narrative? Has this been the case for a while? Or do you feel like you said it does feel a little different, but like, you know, with some of the stuff that's going on now, you feel like you do feel like it's different or what?
I mean, it's obviously different. New things are happening. They mm-hmm, are attacking mm-hmm. in new ways. But it's, you know, more of the same. They're doing what the fuck they want to do. I think now the style is different. You know what I mean? Remember, say, George Bush. He came out with a style that's like, listen, this is what the fuck need to happen. This shit, you know, send the money and that's it. We fighting weapons of mass destruction. We funded a war. We didn't even know who the enemy was. You know what right. I'm saying? We just, okay, here you go. And here you go. We signed over our rights. We gave them the Patriot Act, all that shit in the name of invisible enemy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was like when the veil came off. And now they could use more provocative measures to enact their base and enact their will because they see it works. Like, why wouldn't you if you see it work for Donald Trump? This motherfucker was a reality TV nigga turned president, you know what I'm saying? Just off mm-hmm. of sheer provocativeness, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as crazy as it sounds to regular people, there were people willing to sign up and get behind that. I think with Florida, you know, it's already has a bad rap for crazy shit happening. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. just added on top of that. Why would you tap into a crazy ass base of people? You know what I mean? That's going to vote and get your shit done. You know what I mean? Either way, whether bougie, upstanding people sign you in or, you know what I'm saying, or not. Whoever signs you in and gets you in is who you going to roll with. So, right. you know. So I don't think it's new. I just think it's more out loud.
Yeah. And I feel like now that and the angle is definitely more race based. A lot of like white supremacist type shit. A lot of rewriting the history of the country and suppressing certain history. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of that type of shit that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, man. So then they got out here doing what the fuck he want to do. Y'all, man. Y'all let him get voting in. Shit. That's why they say voting matters. When people discount it, like, it don't matter. Shit. Then you get a motherfucker in there just doing whatever.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, shit is wild up in New York too. Just crazy. You know, it's interesting. There's things that are like going on in New York that don't feel like New York. You know, like in the way of. I mean, you know, obviously the Jordan Neely thing, that seems crazy, but just and we can talk about that, but just feels like there's a lot of, I can't really put my finger on it in this moment, but it just feels like there's a lot of red state behavior or red state sentiment that is going on in New York City, you know, and it's always felt like, you know, when you watch a lot of shit, especially in New York City, you feel like, not that you safe from it, but that's going to happen over there. You know, we're aggressively liberal. You know what I mean? We got our own shit, but that ain't that type of shit. It ain't going to be that type of shit. It's not going to be blatant white supremacist type shit or, you know, not to say that there's no racism in this city. There is, but it's just like, you know, you sold on the fact that there's so much diversity. You know, everybody is, there's this melting pot narrative and things of that nature. And again, there's this like progressive liberal political leaning, particularly within the city, you know, and, you know, the further you go out of it, it turns into some red shit. Wow. But, you know, there's stuff I've seen around my way, like, you know, like a lot of little, like I told you, I don't know if I said this before, but I remember about a year or two ago, maybe before the pandemic, there was a little Proud Boy like rally going on in the park nearby. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like they out. And I'm proud. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't under the, you know, they were out there. I said, yo, what the fuck is this? This is crazy. I felt like I seen an alien sighting. It was wild. You know, and just little shit. Like, you know, it's crazy. Just overall, politically, man, things have definitely been, it's been a seismic shift. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I try not to totally disconnect, but this shit can exhaust you, you know, because we live in the era of the 24-hour news cycle, so they're going to pump you with the stories, and this is what you should, you know, and depending on what network you mess with, they got a narrative, they got an agenda. If you mess it with some cable news, if it's not local, if you go on cable news, they got a narrative that they trying to spin. You know, you go on Twitter, you get on there, the pot has been stirred by the time you get to the tweet. Like, this is why you should be upset. So you just wind up. I saw somebody tweet, they was like, yo, I just got on Twitter and I found myself in an argument. How'd this happen? You know, because that's how I feel. Like, it just be crazy shit. And I don't know maybe I'm paying so much attention to it or whatever, or it's just that we got more access now with the cameras and, you know, everybody is a reporter. Everybody has a say. Everybody can, you know, be a news outlet if they want to be, but it just, you feel inundated by a lot of shit. So for a while, it definitely feels like one of those things where it's like, let me fall back for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let me chill. I don't really want to, you know, I don't really want to go down in no spiral. I don't want to indulge too much in all of this shit, what they call, you know, doom scrolling and all of that shit. But then every so often some shit happens, you know, and it just rises to the top and it gets there. And, that's what happened, particularly with the Jordan Neely thing. I know we ain't talk about it, but like a couple weeks ago when that happened, it's been about 2 weeks now since that happened. I remember. Because I actually spoke about it on a show. I just was on my mind, like in the way of I felt like shit had me so tight that I really couldn't really, I had a show that night. I didn't really feel like being funny. Like I could be funny, but I wanted to speak to it too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really always do that. I'm not political D. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm cursory at best. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do a deep dive. I pick my battles. You know, I don't know policy and all of that type of shit. But what struck me most about that shit was, you know, obviously I just felt like immediately you just seen how the narrative machine worked. You know, how they kind of initially dismissed Jordan Neely as just a homeless cat. You know what I mean? Who was aggressive on the train. And then this ex-Marine who's a, you know, a hero, good Samaritan, saves the day by running up behind the man and choking him out and choking him for 15 minutes.
Right.
And what was so crazy was there's people like saying, you know, we didn't think he was dying. We just thought he was out of air. Like, what?
Bitch.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
live
synonyms.
Without air.
Right, right. Come on. Ooh, that's fucking Jordan Sparks told you that. But, and then what bugged me out, what made it real to me was when the photos came out, I've seen that kid before. Like,
that
I've
man
seen
used to
him.
Dance at all our block parties in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy. He's the MJ all of the block parties.
Man, I've seen him all over the city and on numerous occasions. So it was interesting too, because that was, I don't say the plot twist, but that was the thing maybe they didn't foresee. You know, this wasn't just an anonymous homeless man. And this homeless man was known. He was viral. Like he was, you know what I mean? And then on top of that, what I was blown by was they were saying, you know, he was acting erratic and he was yelling and he was saying, you know, he was, and I'm just like, man, he was talking aggressive. And it's just like, well, we gonna try to have it. We can't have it both ways. Like one of the things about New York that's been propagated for so long is aggressive talk all across the board. You know what I'm saying? All across the board, from suck my dick to forget about, you know what I mean? All of that shit is like,
shut
that's
the fuck up.
I didn't say
shut the hell
say
up.
Shit. I said shut the fuck up. That shit starts young. It's aggressive because this, I've said for a long time, dog, this city will try its hardest to break you, if not financially, spiritually, mentally. Like, you know what I mean? New York, it's like, it's hardship and struggle disguised as lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, it's the ultimate gaslight. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, and niggas will struggle based on some shit that a nigga from Hoboken sold you on. But anyway, my thing is that blew my mind. Like, you know, you looking at that's New York. You look at these little side talk videos and all of this shit. Like, that's all it is that. And you know, the vigilante shit of it all, and right. The fact that the cat initially, he was good. He was good. Nah, don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Don't go home. Don't even trip. It ain't shit. He was a homeless guy. He's a black guy. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. And what I was happy about was, so far, you know, city wasn't really feeling that. Like, the people who spoke, and they you know, they made enough noise to where now, you know, obviously he came in a luxury SUV, but he had to turn himself in. He's up for manslaughter charges, which I feel like might be a little lenient or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But lastly, even beyond that, there's people that I know that I've spoken to, you know, close people that I know, black people that I know, that was like on my man's side. Like, nah, that's what it should have been. That was the most frustrating shit of it all. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the indoctrination is so strong Niggas don't even realize they've been brainwashed. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't, I don't know. But go ahead, go ahead. What you feel?
I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, people always, you know, they'll take how they feel into consideration and then they'll apply it, right? But they're not really, when they apply it to the situation, they're not really applying the right mathematics, right? So, a lot of people, especially people who are not from New York, would be like, oh, if he's threatening people on the train, they should, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he deserved it, you know? But again, most niggas that threaten niggas on the train upon any type of resistance is going to fold and get on off at the next stop and go to the next car. You know what I'm saying? Really, for a motherfucker talking shit on the train, you know what I'm saying? You whoop him up real good, he gonna be, you know what I'm saying? He ain't finna do nothing else. It'd be the problem solved. Crisis averted. But threatening people on the train, you know what I'm saying, without a weapon, no shit like that, doesn't deserve a death sentence. That's what people don't realize, right? So, or don't take into consideration or don't add to their argument. It's like, if a motherfucker come in there and do some wild shit, is it some wild shit that, you know, deserves the death penalty for it?
Right.
We said a lot with police, and you know what I'm saying? We say it all the time. We said it with fucking George Zimmerman and all that shit. But it's like, my nigga, like, all right, choke the nigga out, put him to sleep. Let him go. He sleep. Drag his ass off at the next stop. Throw him on the platform. Like a real New Yorker. You know what I'm saying? But I believe, you know what I'm saying, not that I could add to his case or subtract from his case. I believe, you know what I'm saying, he did the shit, but he was still concerned if he let the nigga go, what could have happened? Because he's projected, you know what I'm saying, some type of monstrous black man with inside of this body. Because that's how he probably sees the world. That's his worldview.
Right.
Like, these niggas is dangerous, da 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 da. I'm gonna do something about it. I'm gonna do something now. And then he in it, and then he like, well, shit, I can't let go. You know what I'm saying? Unless this nigga, you know what I mean?
Because it might really whip my ass.
There's no real reason to be 15 minutes on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like that shit, man. I don't like that shit. I just saw some shit today, and then I guess we gotta get into some more happy shit. But I saw some shit today where, again, you go on Twitter, boy, that pop shit be stirred up.
Right.
It looked like somebody, I want to say it was at, I'm not even sure where it was, what city it was, but it looked like somebody was caught in San Francisco. Looked like, I'm not sure if they were trans, I'm not positive, but somebody named Banco, they say a man named Banco Brown, as he got caught, he was trying to steal out of Walgreens in San Francisco, and as he's trying to get out the door, the security guard went crazy on him. I don't know if you saw this video.
No.
He went crazy on him. First he grip him up, then he throw him in the yoke. Look like he about to choke him out. And then let him up. Dude goes to grab his bag to walk out. I don't know if he said something to the security guard, whatever. All of a sudden, security guard shoots him in the chest.
Damn.
And kills him. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Like, the punishment don't fit the crime. What are you, you know? It's some crazy shit going on right now, man. Yeah, you know. Be safe out here. That shit's wild, though.
We are all in this digital ghetto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
We talked about it long time ago on this podcast. About, you know, the algorithm puts the like minds into like spaces, right? And it feeds them all the same information, this group. And if you fit in this group over here, it's going to feed you all the information for that group. And then, meanwhile, both sides just end up stewing in each other's bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And then you get these ideas that it's one side versus the other side, when it's multiple sides in reality, but everybody's just feeding off of the same information going to your group. And, you know, I think these vigilante guys or women and Karens and people who feel like, I got to save America, make it a great again because these niggers or these, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These immigrants, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody got these ideals, you know what I'm saying? And they're walking around with them stewing until they see something. Here's my chance. See, I knew this was going to happen one day. Right. I'm going to fucking.
I'm ready for the change. Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? The vigilante crazy. Version of, I wish a nigga would.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely exactly that statement. I wish a nigga would with a hard R. Yeah, man. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, it's for real. It's for real, dog. And then on our side, it's everybody. You see a lot of people talking about, I wish Karen would. I wish this, that. You know what I mean? Because we subscribe. I know myself, my algorithm, somehow I done got a subscription to the Black Trauma Network. That shit has got nothing but content going crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Every so often they might throw a little Black Joy commercial just to give a nigga some hope so you don't unsubscribe. But shit, boy, it'd be dismal. It'd be dismal. My algorithm is fucking ass, sneakers, and Black Trauma. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on when I scroll the gram. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I want to talk to the network head. I need to get some of this shit, some of these shows canceled. But you're right. You're right. Niggas be, motherfuckers be stewing. Mm-hmm. You all right? I wish you. I mean, stewing. Everybody on 10. Won. Yeah, can't wait. I can't wait to feel like a hero. Motherfucker, throw him a parade. GoFundMe be on 10.
Right.
Hell yeah, man.
If your GoFundMe hit 2 million off the shit, that shit sound like a lick.
You know what I mean? Shit. Come on. People kill for way less.
Kill me a coon and get rich.
You know? Ain't that some shit? That's a new lotto. Oh, man, I don't like that. Anyway, man. Ah, shit, dog. And then fucking got your man John Morant out here wilding out again. Oh,
man, y'all. Leave my little homie, man. Leave my little homie alone, man.
But he's an idiot. He's doing,
man, he didn't know my man was on live. He was just, you know what I'm saying? He thought he was just recording.
His man tried to save him.
Yeah, but his man probably thought my man was just videotaping. He didn't think he was on live, man.
Yeah, but he got to be a little bit more careful. He got to know when that camera's out, put the gun away. Put the gun away. It's too much to lose, Pop.
Phones out, guns down.
Yeah. And you know, just like you like to go grab that pistol, you know your mans like to go live. Because it ain't live unless it's live. Fuck, we got the camera out. We ain't vlogging. Niggas ain't vlogging. This ain't no, you know what I mean? Like, this ain't no videographer, nigga. I got the iPhone out. We, you know what I'm saying? We turned up. We listening to whomever the fuck we listening to. This shit feel like, nigga, it felt like he was like, oh, shit, this is the moment. Let me grab my pick. Because he went. Man, it's just sad.
He was just feeling it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas be rapping these raps in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They want to feel like the imagery of it all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, everybody throwing their two fingers up to the cameras, like, you know what I'm saying, in the pistol motion. Yeah, man, it's part of the gun generation, man. It's just really celebrates guns. This is America. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
I mean, it ain't just the niggas. I mean, the NRA niggas is on their shit too. You know what I'm saying? So they really just take their shit outside. If he was, you know what I'm saying, smart about it, he'll just
AR.
Just be in the field acting like he going hunting, and it'll been fine.
Yeah.
Now he gonna lose millions just for looking like a video nigger.
I think that's what I think that's where the frustration with a hard R. I think that's where the frustration lies. You know, it's also like, it's a couple things. Because if there's the understanding of it all, you know, young and dumb and, you know what I mean? You see the, like, the propaganda, you get it. You know, everybody done thrown finger guns if you ain't had a gun, especially in New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Gun laws is, you gotta carry a finger gun. You know what I'm saying? Keep your real gun concealed. But it's also, like, I think there's this investment on multiple levels. One, the kid is one of the most exciting players in the NBA. Yeah. So it's also like, oh, you fucking up, Pop. You about to get canceled, and you still got spring in your step. Like, you about to blow your ACL in another fashion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't going to be able to see you on the court. And then it's that other investment of, you done made it financially. I think a lot of people see people like get to the NBA as like, they look at that as like the promised land. You know what I'm saying? Not only did you get to cash out on your talent, you know what I mean? Like, you've made it. Pastures is green. You don't need to be out here with the dumb shit. Mm-hmm. However, the crazy shit about the dumb shit is it's one of the best marketed fucking scenes of the last 15 years, probably longer than that, 30, 40, you know what I mean? The dumb shit is, you know, a hell of a setting, you know? And whether you're from the dumb shit or not, there's this fascination with it. There's this exhilaration about the dumb shit that people that are really in the dumb shit see you in the promised land, you know, cosplaying. Mm-hmm. And when stakes is super fucking high, right, like you about to really play yourself. Like, what's really going on? You already played yourself
the first time.
That's the second part. It's strike two, but it feel like strike four. It's like, my nigga, you literally went through the rehab and the, you know, look, I understand why I went wrong and I'll never do this again and da 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 da, and all a nigga had to do was turn that one record on. That's right. The power of that 808, I guess. That 808 to make you grab your gun.
Yeah, man. You know, sad thing, man, is, you know, he like niggas in Paris, man. He ain't even supposed to be here by all, you know, all numerical accounts.
Right,
you know
right.
He went to off-brand school, you know what I'm saying? He was a no-star recruit. He made it.
Right.
He made it. You know what I'm talking about? He made it. You know, he was the underdog. He got here. He talking the appropriate amount of shit on the court. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then when it spill all out in the streets and in the tabloids, you know, this crazy, not crazy, but your antics, as they would say. Now it's look like you doing the most. Now you're talking shit, look reckless. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying? All the things you do, your gesturing, your, you know, posturing, it's going to affect him all the way around, because now it's not just you being competitive. It's like, oh, this nigga, wow. You know what I'm saying? He needs to be piped down. So those texts going to go up because just people's, you know, opinion of you, their point of view of you. I think, you know, it's just adding up. You know what I'm saying? You got strip club shit. You got the punching the kid in the yard shit on video shit. You got, you know, you waving another gun on Mother's Day of all days. You know, God damn, nigga, it's Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Even gangsters take the day off.
Right,
shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like Sunday morning. Like, this news happened early in the day. Like, shit, nigga. This nigga woke up Sunday morning like, fuck church, blank. I'm gonna grab this motherfucker hot rocket for
you motherfucker. Nigga's alarm cock. His alarm clock is like, grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
I'd be stupid, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
The man is in Memphis. It's very crime riddled.
Yeah, I get
as
it.
One of the richest niggas in the town. You know what I'm saying? The most popular niggas in the town. Driving around in a Rolls Royce truck on Sunday morning, man. the nigga should have a pistol on him. You know what I mean? Just cause. Shit can happen. Shit will happen. Mm-hmm. Shit does happen. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, waving it for the camera, I mean, not so much. You already lost $40 million in eight, however much you lost on the 8-game suspension and the knock.
Damn.
The knock to your shine in the NBA. He lost the $40 million
in 8 games?
Well, no, he lost the $40 million because in his contract, if he had he made the all NBA team, there was a $40 million incentive. Of course, he was left off the all NBA thing because of his situation.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers love a way to save some money now and still your talent. So, if you're stupid enough to play yourself, there it is. Now,
we'll keep that. Yeah.
Now, maybe he, you know, feels like he want to keep it realer. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like if you look at LeBron James, right? LeBron James came in the league the post AI movement when they was changing the dress code, and you know what I'm saying? They got AI up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Send them to China, nigga. That AI had to go play ball overseas. You know what I'm saying? So when LeBron came in the game, he came in as a Boy Scout, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That nigga followed all the rules. That nigga press conference was on time. The nigga had something to say. You know what I'm saying? He said that shit like he had been in the league all his life. You know what I'm saying? He got his little trouble when he bought the Hummer. And after that, he been a Boy Scout, man. And he was like, he was on a mission to get to where he was trying to go. And the nigga made it, man. The nigga got there. He gonna continue to get there. Because, you know, at this point, all wind is blowing in the sails. You know? You can make it easy on yourself or you can make it hard on yourself. Like, but that's one of the criticisms. He ain't tough enough. He always just, you know what I'm saying? He soft, you know? He always saying old generic-ass shit. Da-da-da-da-da. He, you know, he should tell these niggas something. But, You want the rep or you want your motherfucking incentives?
Right. We'll wrap around on that rep. Let's get this bread in order. Yeah.
Shit, yeah. That rep is useless at 50, nigga.
Especially if you broke.
Exactly.
You ain't got no money. They don't want to hear nothing that you had to say.
Nigga, that shit, that rep is gone, nigga. That shit is in the wind. Ain't nobody thinking about that shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? How tough he was. Okay. Jordan did it his way, you know? And that was that, you know? After that, they changed up the rules. You couldn't be, you know, mad motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, disregarding the media, talking shit. They had AI as the scapegoat on that. You know what I'm saying? You could look at Mike Vick. Mike Vick was one of the players who I ain't doing no press. I ain't going to the little sponsor cookout, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I play ball, nigga. Play it good. And I got, you know what I'm saying? Got gangster friends, nigga. And we do dog fighting. Okay. You know? There it is. So, but in the case of Vic, at least they let him get his money back. You know what I'm saying? After when he went to Philly, the last contract he did, they gave him $100 million contract in the end. When he was on
after this is post-dog fighting.
Yeah, after he got out of jail.
Oh, that's cool. That's
so he came. He came home from jail. He was a Boy Scout. Nigga was on his best behavior. It was like, you know what I'm saying? I went out there with my homie Big Jeff to shoot. He was shooting for CBS. He just let me roll with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they was like, by all accounts, this nigga is the first nigga in, last one out. You know what I'm saying? Just nigga was like, you know, a nigga from jail, shit. He like, nigga, I done did time, nigga. I ain't got nothing but time, shit. I'm going to be up in here. And he came in. He did his first year as a Boy Scout. The nigga had a couple of exciting games. You know what I mean? But he was a step slow, so they was lighting his ass up. Them defenses was lighting his ass up, and they had got a little faster. You know what I'm saying? That nigga kept breaking bones. But they still gave him a payout, and he was able to, you know what I'm saying, when he was playing, he had settled all his bankruptcy shit, and then they gave him a big-ass payout. So he was able to go live life.
Well, that's good. You know that's good to hear. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story. That's good to see.
AI, they gave him some grace and let him retire from the NBA so he could do the Hall of Fame and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So they let him back into the camp, you know what I'm saying? But they humbled him, you know what I'm saying? And Ja Morant seems to be on the road of getting humbled by the system. Nah.
Right.
They ain't gonna throw him away because the nigga is too fucking exciting. The nigga is selling tickets, nigga jerseys, and motherfucking selling, getting them eyeballs glued to the screen. They selling ads. They like, my nigga. What the fuck?
We
try to
work with you. What do you need?
The nigga daddy at every game, nigga, what the fuck?
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas is becoming problematic. Nigga, daddy on the floor about to fight Shannon Sharp. Nigga, what the fuck going on, man?
Yeah, that'd have been nasty.
You know what I'm saying? Gloria James was out there trying to fight the Celtics, Paul Pierce now.
Who's Gloria James?
LeBron mama. Remember he told his mama to sit your ass down now when he played in
Miami? Oh, this is about 5 years, six, 10 years. Yeah, this is a Miami. Long time ago.
He was in Miami. He's like, mama, sit your ass down. He's like, you trying to fuck shit up. God damn. I'm trying to hold it together. This nigga trying to be patient. His mama out there trying to fight the niggas on
right,
the team.
Right. I do remember that shit. Yeah, that was crazy. that was an executive decision. I'm sure I would love to know what the postmortem to that shit was. That shit there. Oh man, that was fun. That was like Franklin Saint.
Right.
It was like, ho, you about to fuck this whole shit up.
I built this shit brick by brick.
Right. Sit down, eat your slice of pizza, and be quiet. Oh man. Yeah. Speaking of I know we about to get into our situation, but speaking of basketball and big checks and all of that shit, I watched Air. You see Air, the movie Air?
Not yet. But go ahead.
Yo, when I first, you said what?
Go ahead though, I ain't no trip.
Okay. When I first saw the commercials for it, I was kind of like, I was a little wary about it. You know what I mean? Jordan's story. And I'm like, who playing Jordan? You know, all of that type of shit. I actually liked the movie, you know?
Oh, wow.
It's a romantic comedy to capitalism, you know? And it is. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, and what damn.
What I realize is, as much as I think last week I'm railing against capitalism and whatever the seductive nature of it and all of that shit, and how we all drinking the Kool-Aid or whatever, but I ain't going to lie, I'm susceptible to a fucking rom-com about the dollar, you know? I can't lie. I cannot lie. The whole shit is about closing the deal. That's it. It's about closing the big deal. We got to figure out how we're going to close this deal. You know, we only got this amount of money in the budget. We got to be savvy and creative. We got to be resourceful. We got to close this fucking deal. We got to make it happen. And what I like, as somebody that was once in sales, you know, as you were as well, there's a certain level of deal, you know, there's TV, the movie, like these are deals. So like when you, there's this deal that they was trying to close. And at the end, I won't spoil too much, but I mean, nigga, this is based on a true story. So you know what it is. This is one of those deals when you close it, cause there's tears. There's those deals that you close that you have like a not so quiet celebration, but a good exuberant yeah. But it's limited to your cubicle or to your office. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? You hang up the phone real happy. Yeah, you do a little Tiger Woods fist pump. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You strut to the wherever, go to the fucking water cooler and shit, whatever. You bathe yourself in, you know what I mean, free water, whatever. Then It's those deals where the whole floor, the whole office is in on the celebration. We close the deal. Hey, the whole crowd is going crazy. Everybody, niggas getting up from their seats. Motherfuckers is giving high fives and hugs. And there might be some champagne. Like, that fucking energy, I'm not going to lie. I enjoy that shit. That shit is one of those things where it's like, woo, I was with it. So I was fucking with that.
Woo. That's a hell of a way to finish watching a movie, boy.
Absolutely. No, the shit was crazy. You felt like you made some money. You so invested. I haven't felt that, like those type of movies, like Jerry Maguire, show me the money. You know, like that shit, it hits me. Viola Davis. Okay, so Matt Damon's in it. Matt Damon is doing Matt Damon. I like Matt Damon. He's good. He's a good actor. He knows how to just be a regular, you know, run-of-the-mill white guy. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to just do that shit, you know, like, you know, just straight down the middle, trying to, you know, he plays Sonny Vaccaro. I think that's his last name. You've heard of Sonny Vaccaro. Mm-hmm. Like the sneaker guy. You heard of him. He's always been the guy out in the streets trying to recruit the, you know, the talent and get them sneaker deals. He's the middleman or whatever. He's well known. Mm-hmm. Viola Davis plays Michael Jordan's moms, and beyond the terrible makeup job they got going on it, I don't know what that was about. I don't know if they ain't had no black makeup people or something, but her that shit was, it's like funeral makeup. But she got this one scene at the end when it's deal time. And she hit them up and say, like, this is what we looking to do. You know, if you want Michael to come over there to Nike, now, you know, we see the money you got. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. You know, obviously get matched over here. But we like what you did. We like the spirit behind it. But what we want a royalty off of every sneaker sold that has his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Vaccaro's like, he don't even run it up to Phil Knight, who's Ben Affleck, you know, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck together on some Goodwill Hunting shit. Mm-hmm. But he don't even run it up. He's running interfering. He's the guy that's brokering the deal, but he's playing the word of the, you know, the system. He's like, well, you know, things don't really work like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, that'll upset the industry. It just can't happen. You know, one of those the tradition, the classic no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Viola hit him with some shit. And it's small. Nah, we ain't taking no, because we understand. And I wish I wrote down some of the lines, but one of the things she was like, you know, sometimes people will shake up the system, not in the spirit, I'm paraphrasing terribly, not in the spirit of progress, but in the spirit of greed. And, you know what I mean? Like, but it was really some real know your worth type shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those, like, you might, like, if they make a TikTok out of that shit, that go crazy. I think the shit gonna wind up somewhere. You know, you see them type of empowerment, motivational little clips, movies and shit that go crazy on certain accounts.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you she hit him with some shit, made that man fucking scratch his chin, and she was like, well, look, you let me know. You know what I mean? You let me know. She played her leverage game. And Viola Davis got so much gravitas in her fucking delivery. She bring that shit to all her characters. You like, go ahead, Viola. You know, talk that shit. And you know what I mean? And she got that mission accomplished. She got that shit happen. She made that shit happen, but it was one of those moments. And then what I also thought was cool. Shout out to Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker was cool in there. Chris Tucker, Marlon Wayans, they was in there. What I also thought was pretty cool. Oh, and Chris Messina, he played David Falk. He killed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What I also thought was cool, which was an interesting choice, and I wasn't mad at it because, you know, as I said from the door, I was like, who they going to have play fucking Michael Jordan? Mm-hmm. You don't even see Michael Jordan. There's a guy that plays Michael Jordan, but you never see his face. I thought that was a ill. That was dope. They used stock footage of Jordan and all that other shit, but you didn't see him. You heard him speak, but it was really about the negotiation because he was dealing with the parents.
Right.
You know, James and damn, I wish I knew Jordan's mom's name.
Viola. She the mother of all these niggas getting these good sneaker deals.
I mean, yeah, she changed the game. Now, basically, that impacted the entire business. They say that too, and they put the numbers to it and everything like that. And it's worth checking out. It's good. What? It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it's on Prime.
So Amazon Prime. So I was surprised because it was on the streamer so fast. That shit was on Amazon Prime, man. I checked that shit out, you know, because there was no power to watch. So,
man. God damn. Man, that threw me off, man. Because, you know, I was doing Strength of a Woman, right? So Mary J. had the festival out in Atlanta this weekend. Revolt was covering some stuff for Pepsi and all that. Shout out to Ashana Ayers of the Ayers Agency who put this thing together. Me, that's who.
It's year two for, right?
Yeah, this year two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was from the outside looking in, it looked like a big win. You know what I'm saying? They talent was on point. They streamlined the festival a lot this year. You know, they had it in a lot of separate venues last year. Excuse me. And this year they kind of streamlined it and kept it tight to, you know what I'm saying, some venues right in the same area. And then, but, you know, of course they did a good job. But in the middle of that, I had to run to New York right quick to grab some stuff from the house. So I get to the house. I land in New York. After, you know, work that day, went to the Strength of the Woman shit. My flight was like 9:45, 10 o'clock. I landed in New York around about 12-something, get to the house about 1 in the morning. I'm about to watch me some Power, chill out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I went down the block, grabbed some food from the little spot. Came in, you know what I'm saying? Got myself prepared for the situation. Linked back. You know what I'm saying? I hit stars, and it was still on 308. I'm like, and you know, it didn't faze me at the time because one of the other weeks I hit stars, and it was still on the old one, and I had to come out the app and close the app and then come back in, and then the other one was up. So I thought that was what was happening. So I did that a few motherfucking times. That shit ain't work. So what do you do when all else is failing? You hit the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? See if another motherfucker's in the same position as you.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter said nobody really said that it was a dark week, but they was talking about the leak. I'm like, oh shit. So I had to reconfirm. I went to the internet to reconfirm. Sure enough, it's supposed to be a dark week. 309 is airing on the whatever date, the 19th or some shit. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Fucked up my Friday.
So, it's good for a dark week, boy.
You know what I'm saying? An unannounced ass dark week.
Hell yeah, a bye week.
Like, yeah, out the blue. So I start hitting the little, you know what I'm saying, the leak links. I'm clickety clacking, knowing that I probably might get a virus and shit. Took me back to my cord cutting days. It was an early cord cutter, nigga. You had to find the right link, boy.
Oh, side reel.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Side reel, DC to BC.
Yes.
Nigga watching the all the games on Fubo. You know what I'm saying?
Get a little, mega upload.
Yeah. Oh, mega upload with the sports.
72 minutes. You got to wait 72 minutes to get back in there.
Yeah, man. Them shits had 1,000 ads. Anyway, clicked on a few links and I hit one. First two was down. They weren't working. I hit one. It was working. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Previously on Ghost. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there. And I'm getting to it. About minute 32 on the clock. That shit goes out. Well, I'm trying to refresh. You know what I'm saying? Close out. Come back in. No apps. So I can hit back to Twitter. all the links is like, when you hit the links, now they saying, you know what I'm saying, copyright infringement to Lionsgate. I'm like, ah, copyright. These niggas shut down the links midstream. Like, it's like getting your lights cut off. You know what I'm saying?
Cut the power off, literally.
You know what I'm saying? So I was blowed, you know what I'm saying, needless to say.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I didn't even know about the leaks until yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's when I heard somebody talking about, because I seen somebody talk about, yeah, I'm just out here trying to duck these power spoilers.
Right.
And it seems like 9 and 10 leaked. So yeah, the finale leaked as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I didn't even try to, because I knew it was going to be a minefield if I put in power trying to get to the leaks without catching a spoiler.
Nah, the spoilers was out there, because that's how, when I went to the Twitter to even check, started seeing Tariq trending. And I was like, these niggas is watching it. It got to be on. So that's when I went back to the app and was trying to figure it out. But, you know, it is what it
is. Yeah, I was ducking and dodging. And there's a part of me like, I'm not mad at watching it when it's legitimate. Like, I've already braced myself. I already know how they do. Mm-hmm. I know the Power Universe is going to hit you with an out-the-blue week off. So, fortunately, like I said, I had Air. Succession still going on. I got Barry. And I've been catching up on Perry Mason. Mm-hmm. So, I got some shit to watch for, you know what I mean, for the moment. And I'll jump back in next week. You know what I mean? I didn't even know. Again, I didn't know there was going to be shit leaked out there. But I'd rather watch the shit regular. I'd rather watch it regular if I can. I'm not pressed on this one, surprisingly.
Right. Well, there it is. I was halfway through, but, you know, I'm going to have to go ahead and wait.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hold off on it. But I don't want no spoilers, but I will ask you this. You got halfway through.
Uh-huh.
Was it a good episode?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. It's don't tell
down.
Me no more.
It's going down. Oh, it's going down, down shit. Out there, boy.
Oh, shit. All right. Don't tell me. Don't tell me no more, dog. I don't even. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I'm going to try to wait it out. I got till Friday. I'm going to try to wait this shit out. Oh, man. Hopefully no clean links come my way.
Yeah.
Via DM or anything like that. Hopefully nobody. Yeah. Sends nothing my way. But yeah, man. But we did have Succession. Did you watch Succession?
I didn't even get to Succession because I was Strength of a Woman.
Okay. Tell me about Strength of a Woman. I did see what I saw from Strength of a Woman was quite masculine. I seen DJ Drama and friends. I seen T.I. and I think I seen Jeezy and a bunch of, like, you know, it didn't feel like what I thought Strength of a Woman would be. Not to say that women don't like trap music, but I figured it was going to be a lot more like a little R&B, a little soulful, a little, you know, uplifting panels and such.
They did have all that. They had all that. Uh-huh. But again, when you're talking about, you're throwing a concert in Atlanta on, you know, a motherfucking Friday,
Mother's
Saturday
Day
night, and on Mother's Day weekend, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On a new festival, relatively new festival, you still got to sell some tickets, right? And they did. Last year it was mostly all women performers. The only, like, question mark was like, oh, they got Kenny Burns hosting it. But, you know what I'm saying? You know why they got Kenny Burns hosting it? Because he rocked the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it is somebody that women like. You know what I'm saying? So it's not all about just women celebrating women, celebrate women, celebrate women. It's also giving women something they like. And if you know anything about a Mary J. audience, you know what I'm saying? Shit, Mary J. did something with Method Man. Shit, Mary J., you know what I'm saying? Mary J. is hip-hop. So I think they broke it up to, because the first day was that, the Jeezy and all that, you know, masculine energy, but it was sold out, you know what I'm saying? And then the next day, you got Lauryn Hill and all of the women artists. So I think they gave the women the best of both worlds and gave themselves, you know what I'm saying, the best chance to sell out these venues two nights in a row. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Last year was just one night, and it had, you know, mostly women, had a couple sprinkled in, and then they did like a new artist showcase that was all women. So I think they just went big on the concert side and then gave women other opportunities to be involved with the festival through the panels and the summit and the, you know what I'm saying? They had all kind of little stuff all weekend, so it wasn't just the concerts. Shit, Essence Fest, Essence is a women's magazine. Essence Fest had Frankie Beverly and Maze headline that bitch about 6 years straight.
Longer than that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, that's true.
So it's really giving the women what they want, you know, and doing it in a way that people, everybody feel like they can come get some.
That's what's up. So it was cool. It was a good time out there.
It was cool, man.
That's what it is. That's what's up. Well, shit, I think it's time for us to transform and roll out. Yes, so until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We gone.